Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's see what fun and exciting things are coming for us from Amazon. AWS Billing Conductor releases account scoped custom line items. This is super exciting for basically 36 companies that are using this thing and the companies that I am talking to in the enterprise space. And everyone else has no idea what Billing Conductor even is because it's not the sort of service that's readily approachable and Amazon doesn't explain it very well. But for basically a dozen of us at the world's saddest tech meetup ever, this is great. Introducing IPv6 instance bundles on Amazon LightSail. That's right. They wound up realizing that, oh, wait, people could use LightSail as an end run around the new charge that's about to kick off for IPv4 addresses to the tune of $3.50 a month each. So what are we going to do? Crap, we have to fix it. Of course, because someone dropped the ball at Amazon, this doesn't have any effect for another couple of months until May 1st. Sellers can now resell third-party professional services in AWS Marketplace. That's right, they're bootstrapping an entire ecosystem on that thing. And of course, because it's Amazon, they're starting to fill it with ads. No, I'm not kidding. You'd think that's a joke. I promise it's not. The journey to IPv6 on Amazon EKS Foundation. Yeah, look, I know that you're about to start charging for IPv4, but EKS does not support dual stack. Today, it only supports IPv4 or IPv6, but not both. So how about you sit down, stop telling people what they should be doing, and do some of it yourself? Come on, this is getting absurd. Deploy a Microsoft Teams gateway for Amazon Q, your business expert. Let's be clear, it's Microsoft Clippy with a traumatic brain injury, so now we're going to add that to Microsoft Teams because you already freaking hate yourself. No one wants to use either of those two things unless they have deep-seated issues with, honestly, self-worth and probably depression. Red Camera Cloud, upload to AWS. That's right, it doesn't matter how good your internet connection is, you're about to blow it out massively. Because holy crap, are those files enormous. Yeah, if I were AWS, I too would want you to send petabytes upon petabytes of footage my way. And finally, VMware's Cloud Journey, AWS account management at scale. You know, I'm old enough to remember when AWS cared about customer obsession, and then VMware got bought by Broadcom, and they're gleefully just screwing over partners, employees, and customers. But apparently, that's not really AWS's problem. Here's how we sold them some cloud services. Please. At some point, this petty grasping over every dollar becomes really, really uncompelling. Do better, Amazon. And VMware? Man, you used to be cool. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Ever onward we go.